Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Joseph Arthur's career was launched in the mid-90s when he was discovered by Peter Gabriel. Since then, that career has taken a number of twists and turns, and we've been following those twists and turns through his many visits to Soundcheck over the years. So if you're a longtime listener, you know Joseph is also a painter and a poet and half of the band RNDM with Pearl Jam's Jeff Ament. His songs have been covered by Peter Gabriel and Michael Stipe. He did a whole album as a tribute to his friend Lou Reed. The latest development in Joseph Arthur's career is the arrival in his life of a piano with a story. It inspired his new album called The Family, and Joseph Arthur is here to play some songs from that record, both on our piano and on his guitar. And we'll begin with the title track. Here's Joseph Arthur, live on Soundcheck.
Sister Susan, by the time she's four, she could climb up just about any tree. From the highway, see our house, she would look out as the cars drove past. The family was always glad she came. That our family did was always glad you came. We played football on a gravel drive. I would take it long every time. West Virginia, the stakes were high. Ball would fly through the skies so bright, and our family was always glad you came. So our family was always glad you came. Thank you.
That is Joseph Arthur, live on Soundcheck with the title track from his album, The Family.
That was the first. I never tried. That was the first attempt at trying to, with you know, some success, a little bit. It was okay.
That's a pretty neat trick. You're starting on the guitar and then moving over to the piano.
It's going to develop. I got to figure it out. But I was looking at mini pianos yesterday.
Uh-huh.
I think I need the mini piano right next to me, so I can go back and forth.
Well, now you made this album on an upright piano?
Yeah, it was a Steinway Vertigrand from 1912. Mm-hmm. It was in one family in Connecticut.
So the family had this instrument for like a century or more. Almost.
Yeah. Oddly, too.
1912, just, so yeah.
1912, which, and my grandmother, Ethel, was born the day the Titanic sunk. That's a true, that's a line on the family.
True line?
And that's a true, that's true. And that was in 1912. And then I just found out my Spanish grandparents immigrated from in 1912.
Really?
I just found that out. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that weird?
You make it clear in the liner notes to the record that this is not an album about your family.
Right.
But it seems like it sort of led
it
you on
It totally is an album about my family. The liner notes are just a lie. The record company made me write the lie. No, I'm joking. It incorporates a lot of aspects of my family, of course. Mm-hmm. Art just happens, and it's like people always think it's like, oh, that's like really a thing, but like you base it off of real things, but then it takes over and guides it in some other direction, you know.
So the album, The Family, is like this series of images, and sometimes they're fragmentary, and sometimes they tell a pretty clear story, but it's like a series of snapshots.
It is, and it's all sung from different perspectives. Like one song will be my grandfather singing. One song will be my father, and one song will be my sister, or somebody's sister, or
Right.
And then World War II came into it because my grandfather flew a fighter plane in the war. That element of the story kept coming up and felt poignant just because of the day and age we live in, and it was nice to write about war. I mean, well, it's not nice to write about war per se. Nice isn't really the right word, but I guess it was nice to write about war in a way that you could be detached through time from it and still sort of have a kind of a stance on it. Mm-hmm. But it's not really political at that point. It's just like,
It's personal.
And
so there's like one song where the guy is going off to war and he's trying to,
the kids are already in my mind. Like I paint these scenes, in my mind, it was like the kids were already in bed. He had already said goodnight. I mean, that's not in the song, but it's in the song in my mind.
Now I'm leaving to fly in a warplane. Hitler's coming, he is a madman. I'll be back just to care for our children. Tell them daddy has left to protect them now.
And this is like his last night with his wife, and this is like what he's sort of saying. And yeah, that's it.
And then the concluding song, "Daddy, the War Machine," is the kid.
Is the kid? Yeah.
Thinking about.
Yeah, his dad never came back. Yeah.
So all of this began with the arrival of this instrument in your place in Brooklyn.
It did, yeah.
Did you try and do any research on the actual family that owned, or did that just seem too weird and icky?
No, it doesn't seem weird, and I actually think I should. I think I would imagine they would be stoked about, like, you know. I don't know. I mean, Steinway, I was stoked about this. Steinway retweeted something about it, like the company.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay.
That seemed like I never thought Steinway was going to say anything about me in my life when I was growing up in Akron.
So you basically, I mean, you've been doing the one man band thing forever, but it's become even more complicated.
Well, I'm real excited about it because I'm kind of sick of just seeing like drums, bass, and guitar. I mean, like I could, you know, next year be like, it's all about drums, bass, and guitar, so, like, don't hold me to that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but, like, sometimes, like, you know, I like the challenge of it being unusual or fly by the seat of my pants a little bit.
What happens in this next song?
Anything you want. You got choices. I could do a similar thing, or I could sing about Donald Trump, or I could, would that bum you out?
It would certainly bum me out, but
why?
I don't mind, because. Because
it's a bum out.
Isn't that the point?
To bum everybody out?
Yes.
No, I feel like this song I got on him is kind of funny. I mean, okay. I think it's like poignant or whatever. I don't know if you're not allowed to describe your own stuff as poignant. I don't think you are.
I think this is the second time in the last 5 minutes you've described one of your songs as poignant. So go.
No.
Yeah.
Did you say?
Yeah.
Rewind the tape.
Weren't you talking about the war stuff as being kind of poignant?
I did. You're right. Well, there you go. I'm a megalomaniac, folks. You heard it here first.
No, I mean.
Probably not, because you're all talking about me out there. I can tell.
Well, if you want to do the Trump song and it genuinely is poignant,
I am
eager to hear it.
I'm gonna do it for you.
What is the song called?
The Campaign Song.
The Campaign Song.
What do you think of that title?
Well, that's, you know, it works. And it's sort of in keeping with a Joseph Arthur tradition, which he has often shown up here in our studio with an album to plug and has gone on and played new songs for us instead. And that's what's about to happen. So Joseph Arthur is here with us in the Soundcheck studio. The CD is called The Family. And this song is not on it. This is new. And it is called The Campaign Song.
Trump is a con, old scratch himself, selling us to Babylon, cut himself like a pig from one ear to the next, so we could watch him bleed out all of this hatred he's fed, him and his people, racist a clown. America should really boot bombs like this out. America in trouble from within and without. Our freedom being tested just like crops in a drought. Let's make America great again by not voting for the liar who is weapons and mass murder glare. It's hard to say Jesus or even God could still care. Trump is a rat, but we are his whore. America now riding from its need to control. Lunatics thrive and idiots rule. A prayer for the dying's coming from every fool. America now torture from its stolen greed, falling over survivors, breathing heavy from the need. Let's make America great again. Is the slogan of the liar who's stoking up the fire? Racist and the bigots who are following him. Let's take got it clear. Patriot, best feeling is just coming from there. We know the way, but we gotta move on if we want to make the grade.
That is Joseph Arthur with the campaign song.
I didn't intend for any of that to happen.
A song about one campaign in particular.
It's poignant, right?
Very poignant.
It's like a poignant jam.
I was moved. I was moved on.
You were moved on? Well, you were moving on the whole time.
So,
what's on your phone that's so important, by the way, while I'm singing my heart out? I mean, really.
Do you know, I do.
Why were you swiping right and left?
No. You know, it's funny you should mention my phone because I do have something on my phone that I wanted to show you. This is a picture of the last time you were here in the studio with Jeff,
Is this
going to
be a
Pearl
look how
Jam.
Much better you used to look, photo?
Maybe.
Oh, my.
This is the band RNDM.
Yeah.
And this picture is on the webpage that people are now listening to us on.
Oh, wow.
So now, Who is the person behind the mask, and whose hands are those?
That's a very interesting question based on that photo, because I'm the person who's wearing the mask. The person behind the mask, who invented the mask, and who is also
the
literally
hands.
Behind that mask too, is Jeff.
Okay. Yeah,
you're saying I'm going to need to wear it after that Trump thing. Yeah.
No, I just, I thought maybe that was you behind the mask and those were Jeff's hands, but I wasn't sure. So I posted the picture on the webpage and just told people that I'd be asking you at some point. So since you mentioned my phone, there it is.
Yeah.
So we think that's you behind the
that is me.
Ski Bunny from Hell mask.
And yeah, you could tell us by our outfit. I was the only one that had the orange leather
right,
jacket.
Right, so you have the orange and Jeff's in blue.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now that we've got that, and there is a recent RNDM record as well.
Yeah, called Axe, but that was the first one. It's called Ghost Riding.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what Ghost Riding is?
Ghost Riding?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Not W-R,
Oh.
Ghost riding. R-I-D-E.
Oh, no, yeah. No. Is that like a not related to the old song, Ghost Riders in the Sky? Do you know that song?
It might be. I know the title.
Yeah. Oh, it's a great Sing a little old bit of song. It,
what is it? How does it go?
Old cowpoke went riding out one dark and misty day.
Yeah.
Vaughn Monroe did like a recording of it in the 40s. It was amazing.
An old cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
Vaughn Monroe.
Yeah.
I mean, if your name's
really deep,
if your name's
baritone.
Vaughn Monroe, you're going to win in life.
Yeah.
You know, like day two, someone should just tell you, like, Vaughn, don't worry about it. You got this one covered.
All right, so what is a ghost rider?
Oh, well, it was what we did in suburbia Akron, Ohio, where we would, steal bikes from our friends, and then you ride them as fast as you can and then jump off in a lawn and watch them and destroy their bikes, basically. I was hoping this album would be a big hit only to bring ghost riding to city people.
Okay.
Because it is kind of cool. There's something poetic about it in terms of just if you get a really long one and then it's like rolling and rolling forever and then all of a sudden just like the way it falls, it's like, you know. So.
Speaking of suburbia, once you get out of New York, you are getting out of New York to Saugerties later this month to do something at the Woodstock sessions, right?
That's right, yeah.
So is that kind of like what we're doing here today? Will you do like put songs together live in front of people?
Yeah, but by then I'll know what I'm doing is the general idea.
Okay. All right. We're speaking with Joseph Arthur about his, well, about lots of weird things, but supposedly about his new album, The Family.
The Family, yeah.
So
I'm very proud of this album. Chad Blake mixed it, who is...
You've worked with him before.
Yeah, he mixed Redemption Sun. He mixed a bunch of Come to Where I'm From, too. This album, I played all the instruments and just sent him all the files, and it came... It went out sounding one way, and then it came back sounding like somebody knew what they were doing. It was Chad's doing the good part about it.
Well, but now it's up to you to do this stuff live.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
July 30th, the Woodstock Sessions at Applehead Recording in Saugerties, New York, which is just about 100 miles. Actually, it's exactly 100 miles north of New York. And then here in the city, two shows at City Winery right across the street from our studio, Monday, August 15th and Sunday, August 28th. And by then, you'll have these songs down pat and you'll be on to like, the next project, I'm sure. I still don't know what we're doing. Are you doing keep hanging on?
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do next?
I'm going to try to make the like combo guitar piano thing be more poignant this time. But now that I said that, it absolutely won't. So,
all right.
Anyway, here we go.
Let's hear more from Joseph Arthur. You Keep Hanging On. There's a video for this that you can find on our webpage at soundcheck.org. But the song itself is from the album The Family. Let's hear a live performance here in the Soundcheck studio.
Love you more than my pain says I should. Thank you. and reality. Love the way that you see to be there for me. You say life is a church and a crucifix. It'll kill us in time after saving us. You keep hanging on.
The song is You Keep Hanging On. Mm. There is a video for it. Was that done on the piano?
That is the piano. Yeah, that is actually the piano.
And were you really like pouring wine that or blood or whatever that
no,
was?
No, that was wine and it happened accidentally. I've since been on the wagon 2 months, but yeah, you might notice I was a little pudgier in that video and I hadn't yet been on the wagon. But I, and Ehud told me, Ehud Lazen, who filmed it and directed it.
Has done a number of your videos.
Yeah, you can blame him for a number of them. No, I'm just teasing. But he told me to do, like, he was like, put your hands back, like, and then sing it. You know, so anytime I'm in a position that no one would ever naturally be in, I was told to be in that position, by the way. What am I talking about? Porn now? No.
No. So you spilled wine on this piano.
It was an accident, yeah. So I did that hands back, and then the wine drops, breaks, and we both, like, had the thought of, like, clean it, but then we both were like, whoa, wait a minute, let's film that. That's insane. And so it was kind of like a little, like, a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
And I think the piano's fine for it.
Okay. It did eventually get cleaned, I hope?
Yeah, it definitely did, okay. But... I mean, you got to think, these things have been around so long. I mean, old like rich people at parties and stuff, you know, too many champagnes.
Yeah, okay.
Let's throw our champagne in the Steinway. Come on, it had to have happened a bunch of times. Think about it.
I guess.
I use that same piano I record. The Lou tribute album I made is that piano, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, it's just that piano. Like, I know a lot of times, and everybody's heard musicians talk about that, this old acoustic guitar, something magic about it. There's songs in this thing. But I've never really had that relationship with an instrument before.
Yeah.
It could be that I'm getting old and the dementia's kicking in and, you know, all those things I was warned I shouldn't do, I probably shouldn't have done kind of thing. But it does feel like there's, like, a spirit in there.
Yeah. All right. Well done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me again.
Joseph Arthur up in Saugerties, New York on July 30th doing a live session at Applehead Recording, one of the so-called Woodstock sessions. Here in New York, you can catch him twice at City Winery in August, Monday, August 15th and Sunday, August 28th. He's been playing for us yet again here in the Soundcheck studio. Joseph, good to see you.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
That does it for this edition of the Soundcheck podcast, but there's much more on our website, our weekly music roundup, our daily gig alerts, and of course, our Soundcheck podcasts, bringing you live music and videos and lots more. That's at soundcheck.org. I'm John Schaefer. See you next time.